The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. What an honor to have you with us today. Got a lot going on during the program, and this is, what is this, day four now, since yours truly, upon the advice of my doctor, got the China virus vaccine. And I got to tell you, it just every day, it just keeps getting worse. There are a lot of people out there, and especially over at Fox News. I was watching Fox and Friends this morning, and Ducey's out there. Ducey is now like the king. I mean, he's like Fauci Jr. He's like become the spokesman of Dr. Anthony Fauci. So Ducey is now saying, you know what? It doesn't matter what your doctor says. You go out there and you get the China virus vaccine. And so he and Kilmeade were going back and forth. It was very unpleasant. I don't like to hear people screaming and yelling at each other while I'm trying to eat my Cheerios. But anyway, I got the Moderna is the one they gave me, and I told my pharmacist, I asked my pharmacist, I said, this thing's not going to kill me, is it? And he says, yeah, probably not. I know he was just joking, trying to lighten the mood. But my goodness, it has been quite the ordeal. And right now, and again, nobody's talking about this on national radio, so I feel like it's somewhat obligated to let you know, if you get this vaccine, if your doctor tells you to get the vaccine, you better get ready, because it's not like you get the vaccine and go on with your life. This is a multi-day deal, and it's you do everything in your power just to try to get up out of bed in the morning. It's tough. And then this morning, woke up, and the headaches kicked in. So, and they say that's a part of it as well. So anyway, you folks, just be prepared if you're going to get this vaccine. It is not a pleasant experience, and you need to be aware of that. I mean, if the government's going to force you to get this thing, you should at least be aware of where this is going. Last night, by the way, the military, word leaked out, Newsmax has the exclusive report that the Biden administration is going to force all of our fighting men and women to get the vaccine, whether they want it or not. And that's leading a lot of military personnel, including officers, to wonder what are their next steps. Now, I've gotten a lot of messages from you folks about this. We posted a story last night on the website. And some of you point out, well, yeah, military personnel already have to get, what, 20, 30 different shots. So what's the big deal? Well, I'm going to explain what the big deal is. Yeah, this is the first time they're getting a vaccine that is not approved by the FDA. So let's back up for just a second and understand something about this China virus. And I know a lot of the other conservative talk hosts are spewing numbers and percentages and whatnot at you, but that's not what we're going to do here. The reality is, and it doesn't matter if you agree or disagree, this is the reality. This is the fact of the situation. Those vaccines are all experimental drugs. Yes, the FDA gave temporary approval, but they have not signed off on these drugs. So what does that mean? It means that every single one of us who have gotten the China virus vaccine have allowed an experimental drug into our bodies. And that is why people are suffering so many side effects, because they don't know what the hell this thing is going to do. They just don't. You need to know that. By the way, Dr. Fauci knows that. The CDC knows that, but they don't want you to know that. But we do our homework here, and it's there for you to read. But their thinking is nobody's going to read this information. Nobody's going to read the fact that, FDA has not approved this yet. May I just ask a question? Let me throw this question out there for you. Why do you think the FDA has not approved the China virus vaccine yet? Why is it that they have not done that? Anybody want to take a gander? Anybody want to take a guess? Why the FDA has yet to approve? I mean, they've got everybody out there. You've got Steve Ducey at Fox and Friends. You've got Dr. Fauci. You've got the entire cast of characters over at MSDNC. As a matter of fact, you even have the folks over at CNN, the most profane name in news.
Crying Negro Network.
Thank you, Judge Joe Brown. They're all saying, you got to get the vaccine. It's the greatest thing God ever gave to America. Well, if that's the case, and again, they say this is the saving grace, even though it does not save us. If, in fact, it is the bee's knees of vaccines, why isn't the FDA approving this thing? Why doesn't it have the stamp of approval? It does make you wonder, does it not? Something very interesting happened during yesterday's program. After I shared my personal experiences of taking this vaccine, and you know, there are people out there, Todd, you shouldn't be saying that. Really? Why not? I got the vaccine. I have people screaming, gotta get the vaccine. You hate Jesus unless you get this vaccine. You're un-American unless you get this vaccine. How dare you? Well, you know what? I don't take my medical advice from some screaming lunatic on social media. I go to see my doctor. And I trust my doctor. I've known my doctor. I've researched my doctor. I trust the advice my doctor is giving me. My doctor wants me to live because they've got kids. They got to put the kids through college. So they got to make sure that I'm still coming back every month or so to get a checkup so they can pay the college bills. But they've got a lot of people out there that don't want you to know that people do suffer side effects. And our phones, I have never seen the phones explode like that. For 2 hours, we took calls from people who said, Todd, you're not going to believe this, but I got the vaccine and the same thing happened to me. Or Todd, I've got my four kids. Some guy called in, three of his four sons who got the vaccine all suffered some sort of a side effect. And every single time, the doctors will tell you, oh, yeah, that's just a coincidence. Just a coincidence. Perfectly healthy person dropping dead. By the way, happened yesterday. There's a news report out. Perfectly healthy person got the vaccine and dropped dead the next day. Just a coincidence. Mm-hmm. By the way, I have several doctors. I called one and explained my symptoms. Said, "Oh yeah, that has nothing to do with the China virus." The other one sent me an email. "Oh yeah, that's the China virus." You know what that tells me? I don't think anybody really knows. I really don't. But here we are, ladies and gentlemen, on the verge of something rather frightening for our country. You know, we've been talking about this for a long time now. We are on a slippery slope to socialism. This is why President Biden and the CDC have re-implemented the eviction moratorium. This is not about protecting people and keeping people off the streets. This is about the destruction of private property ownership in America. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. So earlier today, in between the Scream Fest, they're on the curvy couch. They used to not be that way, by the way. It's very sad what's happening at Fox News. They're becoming sort of like CNN Lite. But I was watching an interview they were doing with a guy named Buddy Shoup. He is a landlord in North Carolina, owns about 35 properties. So we're not talking about some big, like, you know, 21st century or century 21, whatever. We're not talking about, you know, a major conglomerate. We're talking about a mom and pop real estate company. And so they've got 35 properties. They have renters. But unfortunately, this guy cannot collect rent because of the government rules. And by the way, keep in mind, President Trump did the exact same thing. But Todd, you're a Christian man. How could you possibly want people to be thrown out on their keisters because they can't pay their rent? That doesn't make you very Christian, does it? No, of course it does. Nobody wants people thrown out of their homes. But the reality is that decision is ultimately the renters. You know how much money you can afford to pay in rent. You know if you lose your job that you have an obligation to go to your landlord and say, hey, I've lost my job. I want to be able to stay here. I've been a good tenant. I paid my rent on time. What if I, you know, is there something that we can do to work out? Now, you say, well, how does the Christian part of this play into it? Well, let's just say you're the landowner. You're Mr. Shoup, and you are a Christian man. You know what? You have an obligation as a Christian to engage in some sympathy and compassion and grace, and you have to be discerning about that. But you know what? That's his decision. That's Mr. Shoup's decision to be gracious, not the federal government's. Do you understand what I'm saying here? So this poor guy is out nearly $25,000. And he was telling a story. There's one of his renters not paying the rent, but you know what the guy has been doing with his PPP money? He's been using that money to buy boats. So the guy's out there, instead of paying his rent, he's buying jet skis. He's buying fishing boats. It's unbelievable. Then one day, Mr. Shoup gets a call, and it's the guy who's not paying the rent, but the guy who's buying the boats. And he says, yo, man, like my air conditioning went out, and it's really hot, and I need you to fix my air conditioning. Under federal law, Mr. Shoup had to go over there and fix the guy's air conditioning unit, or else he would have been in trouble with the government. So the question is, who's looking out for Mr. Shoup? Who's looking out for the landlord? These guys still have to pay all their money. They've still got to meet all of their obligations under the law, but the renters do not. And here's what's going to happen. Mr. Shoup, if this continues, and we know the moratorium goes through October, do not be surprised if it's extended through January, and we know that's going to happen. We can't throw people out in the street for Thanksgiving, so we have to extend it to Thanksgiving at least. Oh, we can't throw people out on the street for Christmas. So you see where all this is going? So eventually these people are not going to have to pay rent. And people like Mr. Shoup are going to be the ones thrown out on the street. And this is what the government wants. They want to eradicate private property ownership in America. This is all part of the grand scheme, ladies and gentlemen. Every single thing is designed to condition this country to rely on the federal government for everything. Everything. And thank God for people like Senator Rand Paul. The senator earlier today wrote an essay that was published on FoxNews.com. The senator should have posted that over at Newsmax. It probably would have gotten a bigger audience, but that's okay. In this column, Senator Paul issues a call to arms for American citizens. And I want to read some of this to you as we go to break. Because he says it's time for massive civil disobedience in America. They can't arrest us all. That's what he wrote. They can't keep all your kids from school. They can't keep every government building closed, although I've got a long list of ones they should. We don't have to accept the mandates, lockdowns, and harmful policies of the petty tyrants and feckless bureaucrats. We can simply say no, not again. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, you will not arrest or stop me or anyone on my staff from doing our jobs. We have all either had COVID, had the vaccine, or been offered the vaccine. We will make our own health choices. We will not show you a passport. We will not wear a mask. We will not be forced into random screening and testing, so you continue your drunk with power reign over the Capitol. President Biden, we will not accept your agency's mandates or your reported moves toward a lockdown. No one should follow the CDC's anti-science mask mandates. And if you want a shutdown of federal agencies again, I will stop every bill coming through the Senate with an amendment to cut their funding if they don't come to work no more. And he goes on, and I'm going to read more of this later in the show today. But are you with Senator Rand Paul? Are you ready to say enough is enough? You folks in Germantown, Tennessee, where your fascist leaders are ordering you to stick a needle in your arm whether you want to or not. Are you willing to stand up and say, you're not going to do that, and you're not going to take away my job, and if you do, we're going to court. We're going to put a stop to it. So my question is, ladies and gentlemen, are you fed up? Have you had enough? And are you willing to stand up to these fascist thugs? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. By the way, what about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis? I mean, the guy is looking more and more presidential every single day. Yeah, I know Trump is more than likely going to run in 2024, but if he doesn't, Ron DeSantis, holy cow, he tore President Biden a new one yesterday. You know, the Biden administration is very upset with Florida because they let Floridians be free people. They're allowed to make their own choices in life. And the Bidens don't like that. Here's what Ron DeSantis had to say. Cut number two.
So his vision is, just like in New York City, restaurants should ban young kids from being able to go in because they're not eligible for vaccination, and law-abiding citizens have to produce proof of their medical records just to go to the gym or attend an event or just to participate in everyday society. He wants that, but yet if you want to vote, he thinks it's too much of a burden to show a picture ID when you're voting. So no voter ID, but have to show your medical papers just to be able to live an everyday life. Give me a break. And so I think the question is we can either have a free society or we can have a biomedical security state. And I can tell you, Florida, we're a free state. People are going to be free to choose to make their own decisions about themselves, about their families, about their kids' education, and about putting food on the table. And Joe Biden suggests that if you don't do lockdown policies, then you should, quote, get out of the way. But let me tell you this. If you're coming after the rights of parents in Florida, I'm standing in your way. I'm not going to let you get away with it. If you're trying to deny kids a proper in-person education, I'm going to stand in your way, and I'm going to stand up for the kids in Florida. If you're trying to restrict people, impose mandates, if you're trying to ruin their jobs and their livelihoods and their small business, if you are trying to lock people down, I am standing in your way, and I'm standing for the people of Florida. So why don't you do your job? Why don't you get this border secure? And until you do that, I don't want to hear a blip about COVID from you. Thank you.
Yeah, good for you. You know what? Every single Republican governor in America ought to be that righteously indignant. That's how you respond to these fascists, these dictators up on Capitol Hill. And unfortunately, we've got a good many Republicans that want to lead from behind, just like Barack Obama. So thank you, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. You guys down in Florida ought to be thrilled that you actually have a leader who is standing up to the dictators. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
I've noticed that when I go to the shopping mall and buy one of the towels, they just don't seem to work very well. They feel too soft and too lotion-y. They just don't absorb the water. Well, our good friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow has found a solution, and you've got to get yourself one of his brand new towels. These things are incredible. And best of all, they're made right here in the U.S., and all of his towels come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You're going to be able to get a 6-piece set, 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths, all made with USA cotton. They are soft yet absorbent, and you're normally going to pay over $100. But thanks to our good friend Mike Lindell, $39.99. That's it. It's a great deal. All you have to do, go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS, or you can call 800-839-8506 for some incredible radio specials. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS.
So I was checking out the emails last night as I'm dealing with the vaccine here and the aftermath, and I got a note from a buddy who is a talk radio host down in McAllen, Texas. And it sounds like just a war zone down there, folks. They're saying that as many as 7,000 illegal aliens, most of them infected with the China virus, have been released into McAllen, and they've been literally overrun. The city has had to declare a disaster declaration to try and get some sort of help to deal with all this. We're talking about a city of about 140,000 people. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always an honor to have with us from the great state of Tennessee, Senator Marsha Blackburn. And, Senator, I know that you have been talking about this, especially on your incredible Twitter feed, about this open border policy that the Democrats are shoving down our throats.
It is astounding to me that the Biden immigration policy is just so inconsistent. And, Todd, I have to tell you, when you look at what they are doing, the southern border is wide opening. They are telling the Cubans, if you try to come the 90 miles from Cuba to the United States, the Coast Guard is going to turn you around and send you back to Cuba. Well, if they go back to Cuba, what's going to happen? They're going to be killed. But you know what? If they make it to Mexico, if they could get to Mexico, they could just come on in. It doesn't matter if you've got COVID or not. They've got the welcome mat out on the southern border. But yet, look at what they're doing to the Canadians. They will not let the Canadians into the United States, even though Canada will let the U.S. in. Today, Wall Street Journal is talking about the EU is frustrated. The EU will allow Americans to come into those countries, but the U.S. will not allow citizens from the EU countries to come in. I have a friend who lives in the EU who had a mother die, and her husband could not come for the funeral. I mean, this Biden immigration policy is totally out of control.
And again, look, we are on the verge of probably another shutdown. If we're reading the Biden tea leaves here,
they can't get enough of shutdowns and lockdowns. That's for sure.
No, you're right. And at the same time, they're saying, "Oh, this is, you know, we're dealing with the worst pandemic in world history," and yet they're allowing all these illegals to flood into the country. They're sending them to all over the country, including Tennessee, without being checked for the China virus. This is unacceptable.
It's completely unacceptable. And, you know, you look, they're saying, oh, we've got to lock down because we've got a spike. Well, you know, if you've had people coming across the southern border from 150-plus countries, and nobody is being checked for COVID, and most of them do not have vaccines, and many of them are sick. I mean, we've all seen the drone footage of the camp that they've had to build in McAllen to house these sick COVID-positive individuals that are coming into the country. And then there are, I mean, think about it. You get on a plane. There may be individuals on that plane that have illegally come into the country. They are not having to have all of the identification that you have. Maybe they are sick. They have not been checked. But yet you have to wear your mask. You wear it from the time you go into the airport. You have had your vaccines. So this is what Tennesseans are talking to me about, Todd. They see this as two different standards and that you are giving special treatment to those illegally in the country that, by the way, have broken our laws to be here in this country.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Senator Marsha Blackburn. And, Senator, we're getting a lot of calls from folks who live in Germantown, Tennessee. They became the first municipality in the Mid-South to mandate employee vaccination, and they're threatening people. If you don't get this vaccine, you could be fired.
Listen, these mandates by government to get a vaccine, I have had the vaccine. Most of my family members have had the vaccine. But Todd, this is a discussion that an individual should have with their physician as to whether or not they should get that vaccine. And there are some people who may have complex medical issues and the vaccine is not for them. But that is for them and their physician. It is not for you or me or anybody else to make that decision. So having these government mandates that are mandating a medical action, I have an issue with that.
Yeah, I do. I do, too. And I'm with you, Senator. I've had the vaccine, and we've been telling people consistently on this program that is between you and your doctor and nobody else. But here we are, a very weird time in American history. Senator, of course, the big infrastructure bill, you have been all over this story and pointing out the incredible amount of wasteful spending in this monstrosity.
Oh, it is absolutely disgusting what we are seeing in this. You know, about a fourth of this bill goes for anything that could be tagged to infrastructure. The rest of it is pet projects that the Democrats want to put in place. There's a lot of money in there with subsidies for electric vehicles, trying to put the government in the electric charging station business. There's a lot of Green New Deal in this. They're trying to take money from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and SBA and Medicare in order to pay for this. But those are numbers on paper. They're not real dollar transfers. So when you look at the fact that you've got about $400 billion that is already there for infrastructure, and every bit above that, Todd, is new spending. And you've got a lot of this spending that is not paid for. And this is spending before they do the $3.5 billion bill that they are wanting to do next week.
Unbelievable. Well,
unbelievable. Yes.
All right. Well, we've got to encourage all of our listeners around the nation to contact their elected leaders and tell them to stand up to this out of control spending. And Senator, we appreciate the good work you're doing up on Capitol Hill as well. Thank you for coming on the program today.
Thank you. Take care. Bye bye now.
All right. Senator Marsha Blackburn from the state of Tennessee. And she had some pretty strong words about these mandatory mask policies, mandatory vaccine policies. As a matter of fact, just a few moments ago, and this is pretty interesting, Dan Rather, remember him? Courage, America, courage. Dan Rather now says, what's the big deal? You got to show your papers to get on board an airplane. Yeah, that is still a big deal. The idea that we have to be manhandled by government agents just to get on board a jetliner is outrageously offensive. And I believe there's an argument that could be made that it is unconstitutional. But once again, a vast overreach by the federal government in response to massive security breaches. And for the record, TSA have yet almost 20 years, ladies and gentlemen, the 20th anniversary of the Muslim terrorist attacks. Keep in mind, those people did that in the name of their religion. Not a single terrorist attack has been thwarted by TSA. I just want you to keep that in mind as you're getting manhandled by security agents at the airport in the name of public safety. All right, look, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, we have a terrific website. Avery working on the live show blog right now over at toddstarnes.com.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. By the way, Cori Bush, she has been a rabid critic of the police, and she wants police defunded. But it turns out that Ms. Bush is actually hired her own private security firm. So while she is calling for the police to be defunded, she is now using our tax dollars to provide security for her personal self. Just part of the double standard. We will hopefully have that audio in just a little while. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. My good friend and uncle, Uncle Don from West Memphis, Arkansas, on the line. Uncle Don, how are things across the river?
Well, Toddy, everything's great across the river, but I do have a concern for myself today, and maybe you can help me with it, maybe not. Let's throw it out there and see. Back in March of 2020, I came down with COVID when it was brand new and totally terrible to have. And in fact, at the time, I thought I was probably the only person anyone that I knew would ever know that had COVID. Boy, was I wrong. It turns out that most of the world has had COVID now. I survived it. In fact, it was about the most mild case of flu I ever had in my life. It was kind of a joke, but I'm not taking away the seriousness of the potential of the disease. Don't get me wrong. Anyway, since then, I have been eaten up with antibodies. I don't think I could get COVID now if I fell into a swimming pool full of it. You know what I'm saying? So I am nervous, though, about being forced at some point to have to take the vaccine. In fact, it seems to me there is more numeric validity that I would become ill from taking the vaccine than from just coasting along with these God-given antibodies I now have in myself. Am I wrong about that? Is that crazy?
Well, you know, Uncle Don, it's interesting because there are so many people who did not get the virus. You know, it's interesting. I just got the vaccine on Monday, and for the past 2 years, I have been shaking thousands of hands, lots of speaking engagements in front of a lot of people. I never got the virus, not once. There are a lot of people out there like me And once they get the vaccine, they actually contract the virus. And it does make you wonder what's going on. But I think a lot of this goes back to the fact that, again, this is not an FDA-approved drug. So they don't know what it's going to do or what it will do to you.
Right. And that's my fear. I have had the disease. Supposedly, I can't get it. But yet, I may be put in a position that if I don't have it, I can't go outside of my front door.
It's a fair concern, Uncle Don, and I think a lot of Americans share your concerns. And then when they go and they call the doctor, you know, and they're like, "Oh yeah, that has nothing to do with the vaccine. Yeah, that's just a coincidence." Way too many coincidences. Way too many, Uncle Don.
Right, like gas going from $1.50 to $3 a gallon.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, more important, Uncle Don, how's Aunt Sarah's garden doing? Are you guys, y'all canning yet?
Toddy, we have been blessed. Are we canning? We've been up to our eyeballs. We've got the most terrific crop of pickles and tomatoes and peppers that we've had in years. So I need to drop some off there shortly. Man, we've had a great summer.
Well, I got to tell you, Aunt Sarah's pickles are the best in America. And I know our morning show host at KWAM, the flagship station, Tim Van Horn, loves those pickles.
Well, I'll drop some off down there at the flagship station very shortly because they are nothing like Aunt B. Aunt Sarah takes care of pickles top notch.
I love it. I love it.
I just lift and tote. She does all the work. They are great.
Well, come on by. It's easy now. They reopened the Interstate 40 bridge, so you know it's a quick trip over.
That's right. It is, and it was a horror story, but it's great now. So thank you so much, Todd. Keep up the great work. Good gracious, we love listening to your show.
Well, thanks, Uncle Don. Tell the family over in West Memphis I said hello, and I got the vaccine. So, geez, now you watch what's going to happen. I'm going to get the virus.
Yeah.
Go figure.
A little worried about you now, Jack. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Uncle Don. I love it.
Thank you, brother.
All right. Some people ask, is that really your Uncle Don? Yes, that's really my Uncle Don. So, just retired, spent all of his career over in West Memphis, Arkansas, right across the Mississippi River. So it's always good when family members call in. And let me tell you, as much as I love the Daily Biscuit book, I would be willing to trade a case of them for some of those pickles. I don't know how she does it. You know, Uncle Don mentioned Aunt B's pickles from the Andy Griffith Show. He said they're nothing like Aunt B's pickles. I'm going to throw out a trivia question. So here it is. What was wrong with Aunt B's pickles on the Andy Griffith Show? What was wrong with Aunt B's pickles? If you know, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. You're going to have to hang on through the news. By the way, we've got some more audio coming from Governor Ron DeSantis. This come to Jesus moment he had yesterday, it was a brilliant thing, talking about Joe Biden and turning a blind eye to what's happening in this country. Also, Star Wars, and this is going to perplex Avery, Star Wars apparently now being accused of cultural appropriation. We're going to get into that. No, I'm not making that up. Look, they're very sensitive about those things. And President Trump has a few things to say about the U.S. women's soccer team. And it's a doozy. We're going to tell you what he said coming up. 844-747-8868. That trivia question, what was wrong with Aunt B's pickles? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hour two underway. Good to have you with us. A lot going on today. And we're going to be opening up the phone lines in just a smidge. But we did throw out a last-second trivia question. We were talking, my good Uncle Don, actually all of my family, they're great people. Uncle Don called in from across the river in West Memphis, Arkansas. And we had a good conversation and asked how things were going in the garden. They're big gardeners, and they always are so generous, sharing the tomatoes and the pickles and or the cucumbers that turn into pickles. And we were asking about the pickles, and he said they're not anything like Aunt Bee's pickles. And if you remember the Andy Griffith Show, you remember this story. And the question is, what was wrong with Aunt Bee's pickles? Well, let's go to Gainesville, Georgia. Kathy is on the line listening to us on WDUN. Kathy, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
You know, you never know what's going to happen on this program, Kathy. One minute we're talking to Senator Marsha Blackburn, and the next we're talking to my Uncle Don about the garden.
Well, I'm a canner, so I remember that story quite well.
Oh, so you know your way around those, what were the mason jars?
Right. I don't garden anymore, but I have still some up in my attic.
You know, up until I graduated high school, I always thought those, my mom used to use those for Sunday supper after church. We'd be drinking our sweet tea out of the mason jars. I thought that was our good glassware. All right, Kathy, let's try to get you a copy of my new book, Our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl. What was the problem with Aunt Bee's pickles? She was always a great cook, but what was wrong with the pickles?
Well, they were called kerosene pickles, and so she must have put kerosene in them. I don't know how she did that or why she did it.
Don't light a match. Don't light a match around the pickles. You know what, Kathy, you're absolutely right. And congratulations. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to get all of your information and send you a signed copy of my brand-new book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. All right. So, look, we're going to open up the phone lines this hour of the program. You know, yesterday we were talking about the side effects of the vaccine, and I am curious to know, because I think it's important for us to catalog this information. I'm curious to know if any of you have suffered side effects from taking the virus, or the vaccine rather, or you have gotten the virus after taking the vaccine. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And I will say this, you gotta love Ron DeSantis. I want to go back and play some audio from yesterday. The Biden administration is threatening the state of Florida. They want the governor to shut down the state, and the governor says it's not going to happen. Ron DeSantis is standing his ground.
So his vision is, just like in New York City, restaurants should ban young kids from being able to go in because they're not eligible for vaccination, and law-abiding citizens have to produce proof of their medical records just to go to the gym or attend an event or just to participate in everyday society. He wants that, but yet if you want to vote, he thinks it's too much of a burden to show a picture ID when you're voting. So no voter ID, but have to show your medical papers just to be able to live an everyday life. Give me a break. And so I think the question is we can either have a free society or we can have a biomedical security state. And I can tell you, Florida, we're a free state. People are going to be free to choose to make their own decisions about themselves, about their families, about their kids' education, and about putting food on the table. And Joe Biden suggests that if you don't do lockdown policies, then you should, quote, get out of the way. But let me tell you this. If you're coming after the rights of parents in Florida, I'm standing in your way. I'm not going to let you get away with it. If you're trying to deny kids a proper in-person education, I'm going to stand in your way, and I'm going to stand up for the kids in Florida. If you're trying to restrict people, impose mandates, if you're trying to ruin their jobs and their livelihoods and their small business, if you are trying to lock people down, I am standing in your way, and I'm standing for the people of Florida. So why don't you do your job? Why don't you get this border secure? And until you do that, I don't want to hear a blip about COVID from you. Thank you.
Oh, he said blip. Oh, that's hardcore. Yes, we don't want to hear a blip from you, President Biden. By the way, in the last hour, we had Senator Marsha Blackburn on, and good for her. She was calling out the city of Germantown, Tennessee, which is where I live. This is, I shop there at the local Kroger. It's my community. And I was very alarmed when I started getting messages from people alerting us to the fact that the city of Germantown was going to force employees and staffers to get the poke. They got to get the vaccine, and if they don't, they're going to lose their job. And thank goodness for Senator Marsha Blackburn standing up to the fascist thugs who are in charge of the workers over in Germantown, Tennessee. You say, well, Todd, are you okay? That's pretty harsh language. I mean, you may go to the grocery store with these people. You may go to church with them. Yeah, because that's what they are. If you are going to force a fellow countryman to shove a needle into their arm to keep a job, that makes you a fascist thug. I got no problem calling that out. None whatsoever. And you shouldn't either. You know, I want to go back to this essay that Senator Rand Paul wrote on Fox News this morning, and he is calling for all of us to stand up and just say no. You city workers in Germantown, Tennessee, just tell them no. It's none of your business. It's none of your business. When people want to see your papers, you tell them no. It's very simple. You don't have to march in the streets. You don't have to occupy City Hall. You don't have to burn buildings down. You don't have to behave like the savages of Antifa and Black Lives Matter. You can be very dignified and just tell them no. It's none of your business. And thank goodness for Rand Paul. He goes on to say, all you local bureaucrats and union bosses, we will not allow you to do more harm to our children again this year. Children are not any more at risk from COVID than they are from the seasonal flu. Every adult who works in schools has either had the vaccine or had their chance to. There's no reason for mask mandates, part-time schools, or any lockdown measures. You know why they want to shut down the schools? Is that some of these folks just want to sit home and draw a paycheck and not have to do anything. I mean, that's what that's all about. The senator goes on to say children are falling behind in school and are being harmed physically and psychologically by the tactics you have used to keep them from the classroom. We won't allow it again. If a school system attempts to keep children from full-time in-person school, I will hold up every bill with two amendments, one to defund them and another to allow parents the choice of where the money goes for their child's education. Do I sound fed up to you? That's because I am. I'm not a career politician. I practiced medicine for 33 years. I graduated from Duke Medical School, worked in emergency rooms, studied virology, and ultimately chose to become a surgeon. I have been telling everyone for a year now that Dr. Anthony Fauci and other public health officials were not following science, and I've been proven right time and time again. By the way, let me stop here. What was it they told us? Almost 2 years ago, what was it they told us? We only need 2 weeks, 2 weeks to flatten the curve. That's all. Just 2 weeks. None of this, everybody's got to get the vaccine. Everybody's got to wear a mask. As a matter of fact, they told us, yeah, there's no need to wear a mask. The masks don't work. That's what they told us. Rand Paul goes on to say, I'm not the only one who's fed up. I can't go anywhere these days, from work to events to airports and Ubers, restaurants, without people coming up to me and thanking me for standing up for them, for standing up for actual science, for standing up for freedom, for standing against mandates, lockdowns, and bureaucratic power grabs. I think the tide has turned and more people are willing to stand up. Is that true? Do you see that in your neighborhoods? Are you seeing people standing up? Do you believe the tide has turned? Or do you believe that people are going to do what the government says? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Rand Paul concludes his essay with these words, and these are very important words, so listen up. We are at a moment of truth and a crossroads. Will we allow these people to use fear and propaganda to do further harm to our society, our economy, and our children? Or will we stand together and say, absolutely not, not this time, I choose freedom? What do you choose? Does this matter to you? Or are you willing just to throw in the towel and say, you know what, government, take care of me? 844-747-8868. Our website, toddstearns.com. Lots of great information for you there. Got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Stearns.
You know, now more than ever, folks, it's so important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They not only share our beliefs, but they actually do something about it. Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar to organizations that are fighting for causes that we care about. Here's what I want to encourage you to do. Switch to Patriot Mobile right now, and if you use the promo code Todd, you're going to get free activation and a free gift. Patriot Mobile has the broadest nationwide coverage, and they use the exact same towers the other carriers use. By the way, they've got a plan to fit any budget, along with incredible discounts for our veterans and our first responders. And it's incredibly easy. All you need to do to switch to Patriot Mobile, go to patriotmobile.com/Todd, or you can call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. You're going to get a special discount and free premier activation by using the promo code Todd. For more details, again, that's patriotmobile.com/Todd, or you can call 972-PATRIOT. Patriot. All right, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Let's check in with Miss Janice down in New Orleans. Miss Janice, it's been a while. Hope you're doing good.
Well, Todd, in all honesty, I'm not doing all that well because I am just very upset.
Why are you upset?
By what I see going on in the country, let me explain. And people, please, please listen to me. This is very important. It is to me, and it should be to you. In my city alone, last week, on Monday, they had 4 children with COVID in Children's Hospital. By Thursday, they had 20. Now, there was a 5-year-old boy, a Georgia boy. He was in a children's hospital in Tennessee where he died of COVID. A mother, now I would not have done this if I was a mother, but the mother sent her her 6-year-old daughter to a summer camp. The girl came home from summer camp, and her mother, who was vaccinated, got COVID. They both tested positive for COVID. Now, this is the point that I'm trying to make to you people. Please listen to me. This is very important because it could save a life. I am not looking at this through a political lens. I'm looking at it through a lens of logic. Now, there are people out there who have not had the vaccine. They can pass it to each other, and they can get a severe case of it, end up in a hospital, or maybe even dead. Okay. Therefore, they should cover their face. Now, I've had the vaccine, and that lady whose 6-year-old daughter gave it to her had the vaccine. Now, the difference between...
So the vaccine doesn't work.
But wait, that's what I'm going to say. The difference between... It does work in this sense. This is what I'm going to explain here. Listen to me, people.
All right, let's quickly now, Miss Janice. We don't have a lot of time.
The unvaccinated are more likely to end up in a hospital and die if they get it. Whereas if you are vaccinated, you could get a lighter case of it. But here's my thing. If you don't cover your face, and let's say you got a light case of it, it's light for you. But if you give it to somebody else who's unvaccinated and ain't covering their face, it could be a death sentence for them.
But there's no science. There's no science to back that up.
Cover your face.
But there's no science to back that up, Miss Janice.
Yes. Well, yes, there is.
No, there's not.
The six-year-old girl gave it to the mother who was vaccinated. Now, she can have a light case of it, but if I gave it to somebody unvaccinated, they could get a bad case and die. It's logic. I'm not using science. I'm using common sense here. And if people go around, like DeSantis wants them to do, and children not covering their face, more and more people are going to die. We will be in lockdowns because people are being stupid, and I have had enough of that, Todd. Yeah, I really have.
No, Miss Janice, but 98% of the people who contract COVID survive. So this is, I mean, we're talking about a minuscule. I mean, it's horrible when anybody loses their life.
No one should risk their life.
Right, but you're more likely to die from the flu, which by the way has been eradicated. And this goes back to my argument. Well, this goes back to my argument that most people are not dying from the China virus.
No.
I think that a lot of cases of the flu and pneumonia are being categorized as cases of China virus. That's what I believe. So.
Well, I say people need to cover their face.
How long, Miss Janice? How long should they cover their face? For the rest of their lives?
I don't know. I hope not. Let's hope not.
I mean, they told us 2 weeks to flatten the curve. That didn't go very well, did it?
I don't want this to go on forever any more than anybody else does.
I don't know.
But the point is, if you don't take care of yourself, you could get it and pass it on to a loved one, and people are dying. So use common sense and cover your face.
All right, Miss Janice, we're going to...
You put yourself and others at risk.
Okay, we're going to leave it there. Miss Janice, folks, fired up today. She says that you should wear your face mask or you're going to kill people. But again, there's no science to back this up. None whatsoever. And I look, at some point you have to ask yourself, okay, where do you draw the line? Are we going to be wearing face burkas for the rest of our lives? Is that what they want here? Because I think that's exactly what the left wants. And it doesn't really matter. So we're gonna open up the phone lines here, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. I'm not wearing it anymore. I am not wearing a face mask. I've been vaccinated. I don't care what anybody says, and I'm not showing anybody my papers. Not going to happen. I'm with Senator Rand Paul. We got to stand up to these people. And if we don't, we're going to lose our freedom. It's very simple. So the question is, are you willing to stand up? 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hey, let's go to the phone lines, Millington, Tennessee. Bobby is listening to us on KWAM, our flagship station. All right, Bobby, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, nice to speak to you. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
But listen, I'm speaking to you out of love, okay? And I am a Christian person. I'm a forever Trumper. For sure. And I believe that in your heart that you are, and in your mind and in your spirit, you are trying to say the right thing. But listen to me just a minute. I'm 73 years old. I had COVID on December the 29th. I went into the hospital. That's before anybody under 75 could get a vaccine. I was in ICU for 4 weeks, in the up floor for 2 weeks, and I almost died twice. And I can tell you almost about an afterlife experience. Now, here's what I want to say to you, Todd, and please take this with love and just talking. When you talk to people like you did the lady that just called in.
The one who was screaming at me?
Well, wait just a minute.
All right.
Just a minute. Okay. Please, and it's not just her. I have heard you and Tim Van Horn do this repeatedly, and it's got to where I just thought, I've got to call in. You should not be raising your voices and talking to people like we don't know what's going on, because we do know what's going on. Everybody's got an opinion, whether it's good or whether it's bad,
so
whether
Bobby,
you think it's your opinion or whether you think it's not.
No.
But I want to tell you, until you understand in your own family what death is, whether it's through a virus, whether it's through muscular dystrophy, that my dad died a young death with ALS, whether it's through any disease that takes over your body, you've got to understand that it's real, okay? This is real.
Bobby, I'm going to jump in here. I've let you talk for about 2 minutes and 38 seconds here, and I want to jump in here because I need to clarify something you've said.
Okay.
I've been telling people, do not listen to the cable news host. Do not listen to talk radio host. Do not listen to the government. You listen to your doctor. And sometimes, Bobby, you have to raise your voice to get that point across. That's the only thing we have been telling people to do on this radio program. So I'm kind of perplexed here as why you have a problem with what I've been telling people.
Because let me just say this to you, Todd. I go to a little community church that is just absolutely wonderful. Probably 3/4 of those people that go to service are not vaccinated. I'm not going in a crowd of people that are not vaccinated because I know how horrible it is, okay? I'm not speculating. I know how horrible it is. I lived it. But listen, here's what I don't want to happen. I don't want Christianity or people to use Christianity as a way to defy our government. Our government's going to...
We've never said that. Who are you listening to? Bobby, I'm curious. Who are you listening to? Because this is what you just said has never been uttered on this radio program, ever.
Todd, it's your underlying message, and everybody hears it that way.
All right, here's the underlying message, Bobby, and I want to be as crystal clear as I can be.
Okay.
Talk to your doctor. This is your decision to make.
Yes.
The government has no right to tell you how to live your life. That is between you and your doctor and your God. So if God's telling you not to get the vaccine, don't get the vaccine. I don't know how much clearer I could possibly be, Bobby. And I don't mean to, I'm not yelling at you. I'm just frustrated because this is the message of this radio program. It is. Bobby, I hate to do this, but we have got a guest that's been on hold for a while now, and we do need to take this call. I want you to call us back because I am very intrigued by this. And, folks, I'm curious, are you hearing what Bobby is hearing, that we're maybe discouraging people from getting the vaccine? 844-747-8868. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We've got a great guest from the state of Florida, Corey Mills, running for Congress in the 7th Congressional District. Corey, thank you for holding on. I appreciate that.
No problem at all. I'm honored to be on here, and I was actually intrigued by the last guest as well. So it's good that you're getting that message out.
A sweet church-going lady, and you know, but clearly, I think this is just it angers me because this is what the government has done to all of us, Corey. They've got everybody at everybody's throats, and it's just not right. It is just not right.
Well, but that's because the government knows very well, and especially it's the Democrats of all, that divided we fall, united we stand. So by going ahead and utilizing this disinformation propaganda warfare that they've learned from their funders, the CCP, it enables them to go ahead and send mixed messages and craft the narrative to where whichever way it might benefit them in whichever district, state, or national level election that they go for.
Corey, you are a decorated Army combat veteran. You were a former DOD advisor and a Trump appointee. I want to ask you specifically about the orders that are about to come down, directing every member of the military to get that vaccine. Now, the argument is, you guys, if you're in the military, you're used to getting vaccines. My issue is this is not approved by the FDA, so it's an experimental drug.
That's exactly right. Look, the bottom line is that Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has continued to perpetuate further division without having the actual cohesiveness of the military and the support of the actual people who serve in the armed forces. This vaccine, and again, I'm happy to go on record to say this, I think that it's going to be the case. I think you're going to see a 30% reduction in force as a result of this from people who are getting sick from the vaccine, from things and complications as a result of the vaccine. Now, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I think it's an independent choice. I'm just like you are. Talk to your doctor. If you have a compromised immune system, if you've got compromised pulmonary function, if you're a transplantee and you feel that this is the best way to protect you, by all means, please take the vaccine. But I don't think that anything that has not been FDA rated, anything that has not had rigorous testings, should be passed as a as some type of a experimentation on our U.S. military.
Corey, I'm curious to know what's happening in Florida. Clearly, the Biden administration is terrified of your governor down there, Ron DeSantis. You got to love this guy. He's not afraid. They throw something at him and he throws it right back at them.
Absolutely. Look, Governor DeSantis has been an absolutely on point leader. He understood in the vaccination rollout plans to go ahead and get the largest distributor in Florida, which was Publix. He understood what it meant to go ahead and roll out the, elderly first, to go ahead and protect them as those who are most vulnerable. And I'll tell you something, the Biden administration is constantly trying to attack Florida because they don't like that we're leading by example. They don't like that Florida is America. And I'll tell you one step further to that is that if Biden wants to really get a grip on the actual amount of outbreaks that are going on, he should start with the southern border. He should start with all of those hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants who are coming across here unvaccinated and without masks and being truck, bus, planed overnight into areas like Florida and to other areas across the country. So if he would start getting a control on the actual crisis in leadership and the crisis at our border, you wouldn't see the COVID spike rates that you see right now with all the various variants.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, a great American patriot, ladies and gentlemen, and a hero. His name is Corey Mills. He is running for Congress, the 7th Congressional District out of Florida. Corey, this is going to be a defining moment for us, the 2022 election. Why is it that you want to serve that congressional district, and how are you going to behave up there?
Well, the bottom line is why I want to continue to serve is that I actually took an oath. And that oath, I feel, doesn't expire, whether I'm in uniform or whether I'm out. And that is to protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I believe that we have an absolute right to try and go forward and protect election integrity and to ensure that our freedoms and liberties are not being compromised, as we're seeing today. I see Representative Stephanie Murphy, who votes 100% with Nancy Pelosi, who has a 90% plus voting rate with the squad like Ilhan Omar, AOC, Cori Bush, Ilhan Omar, all of these radical left, but yet runs around in the parading as if she's an actual moderate. Look, I'm a born and raised Central Floridian. I went to college in Florida. My businesses are in Florida. I left from MacDill Air Force Base when I went off to serve in the military for 7 years in Iraq, 2 years in Afghanistan, Kosovo, as well as for others. I refuse to leave this country in a worse position than when I found it. My kids, my grandkids, and the unborn will have to basically see the results of whether or not we succeeded in our mission or whether we failed them in taking the fight to the socialists.
Good stuff. All right, Corey, we've got a link to your campaign page and your website over on our live show blog. We wish you the very best out there on the campaign trail, and we'd love to get you back on the show sometime.
Thanks so much. I'm free and available anytime.
All right. Corey Mills, ladies and gentlemen, a war veteran and hero, and he is running for Congress there in the great state of Florida. All right. We've got a load of calls, and so I want to jump over to Kelly, who's listening to us on WLOB, the Big Lobster in Maine. All right, Kelly, I have at it. Hello, Kelly. All right, let's put Kelly on hold. Clearly, we do not have her on the line, so let's figure out what happened. In the meantime, we're going to take a break here. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
To Kelly, but she was about to read me the what for, something about how could you as a Christian, you know what, I'm gonna answer this question for you, because this really aggravates me, because there are people out there, and many of them are Fox News viewers, and that's unfortunate, because you folks need to be watching Newsmax or something else, but not Fox News. And they're over there trying to tell you you've got a Christian responsibility to get the vaccine. And how dare you? How dare you, Todd? You could be responsible for killing people. That's you have a responsibility, Starnes, to tell people to get that vaccine no matter what. And you see, so I got the vaccine, and now they're angry with me because I'm sharing with you all of the side effects that I've been dealing with here. But I just want to ask all these people out there who are upset and angry because I'm not rah-rah vaccine. This is from NewJersey.com. And this was July 13th is when they published the story. There have been 49 fully vaccinated people in New Jersey who have died from the China virus through July 12th. 49 people in New Jersey died because they got the China virus vaccine. They died as a result of being fully vaccinated. So here's my question to all you people out there saying, gotta get the vaccine, gotta get the vaccine. If you don't get the vaccine, you hate Jesus. You don't want to hate Jesus, do you? So you gotta get the vaccine. Well, I got a question for you. All those 49 people, are there deaths on you? I mean, you're blaming me for people dying because they're not getting the vaccine. Okay, fine. Let's turn that around. The people that are getting the vaccine and are dropping dead, is that on you? No, of course it's not. And that's the point. It's nobody's fault. This is about individual freedom and liberty. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Michael, listening to us on WSIC, beautiful Taylorsville. Welcome to the program.
Hello, my friend Todd.
Michael, how's it going today? What's on your mind?
I tell you, I just called to say, keep on, buddy, keep on. Don't give up the fight. You've been saying everything right and long. I don't care what nobody's calling in saying otherwise. I'm a Christian man myself, but if you read between the lines, like you said the other day, Jesus wouldn't take the vaccine. He'd heal himself.
That is true.
So, brother, I'm telling you, people can say what they want to, but people need to quit watching Fox. They need to go to Newsmax.
That's what it, Fox and woke preachers at their church house. That's exactly the problem, Michael. That's the problem.
Exactly. Now I go to church. I don't go every Sunday like I should, but churches should have never closed the doors to begin with.
I'm with you, Michael, but I got to be honest with you. Every now and again, you know, I'm a good church-going Baptist, and we do the grape juice on Sundays at the Lord's Supper. That's what we call communion in the Baptist church, the Lord's Supper. Michael, I got to be honest with you. After dealing with a lot of our leftist callers, I kind of wish I was Episcopalian. You know, they have a much stronger communion, if you know what I mean. Make it a double, preacher.
Hey, watch out for that communion there. It'll get you.
It's got a kick. All right.
I tell you, you've got a lot of people out here that feel the same way, and us good old Southern boys, myself and a bunch of people here in North Carolina, we'll be pretty twisted on some stuff, but we get upset. But, hey, at the end of the day, we're all God's children.
Amen. And, Michael, look, we got a little bad phone connection, but thank you for calling. Appreciate the kind words. And, folks, the rule here is if you disagree, you go to the top of the list, which is why we wanted to have Kelly on. Let's go to Luke listening to us on 105.9 FM, Charlotte, North Carolina. All right, Luke, what's going on?
Not much. I was just listening to the station and heard them two women call in and jump on you like that. I just wanted to call and say that I completely agree with everything you say. I've been listening to this station probably a couple of years now, and back when Rush was on, and I can tell you what, I don't wear a mask. I haven't took the vaccine. Nobody in my family, we come from a big family, nobody's got the vaccine. We don't wear a mask. You know, I don't support anywhere that tries to make me wear a mask, and shame on those women for calling and attacking you like that, and that one calling herself a Christian. I mean, she may be, but, like, I just don't see how this thing is too close to the mark of the beast for me, and as a Christian, I am a Southern Baptist myself. And I won't be taking the vaccine, and I don't know anybody who's close to me that's even had COVID, and if they have, it's been like a flu, and then they get better. I mean, all this thing is just to me, it's just a control, and they say it alters your DNA, and there's something, I think they use it to track people, I don't know, but it's just too sketchy for me. It's only FDA approved, and so I just wanted to let you know that I completely agree with you, and just keep doing what you're doing.
Luke, kind words, sir, and I hope it doesn't alter my DNA, but I can tell you I had some salad last night, and it tasted a little bit better than it usually tastes, so I hope I'm not going vegan. That would be a bad thing.
Hey, that would be a bad thing.
I may have to go eat some barbecue.
Yeah, I hope it's off your DNA.
There
yes,
you
sir.
Go.
Yes, sir.
All right, Luke, hey, we're up against a break here. Luke, God bless you. Welcome to the radio family, and give us a holler back. And again, this bears repeating, ladies and gentlemen. It's between you and your doctor. That's all. That's it. I mean, don't let people force you. This is very concerning that we have a number of our fellow countrymen who would just rather just turn over their lives to the government and say, just have your way with us. Whatever you want us to do, we will do. You want us to shut down our churches? We will do it. Whatever you say, Almighty Joe Biden. All right, got to take a break. Hang tight. More calls, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us today. I don't know. I don't know what's going on today. If you were listening to the last hour of the show, man, the calls were stacked up of folks wanting to give your host the what for, and I don't get it. I just don't get it. Are we, and again, these are all, Miss Janice is one of our regulars, and we love her, and she will call in, and she'll give me the what for. And we had this lady from Millington, Tennessee, Miss Bobby calling, just a sweet, kind lady. But, man, she vehemently disagrees with me. And I think that is just a misunderstanding of what we're trying to say here. And it's very simple, folks. We have got to stop relying on the federal government. We've got to stand up on our own two feet. Something is just very wrong in our country. And what troubles me, the numbers of people that are just willing to surrender, we're willing to just give up our liberty if it makes us feel safe. Some of you would actually wear that face mask until the day you die, and then they would make you in the casket wear the face mask. I don't understand that, because there is zero evidence that the face mask actually works. None. As a matter of fact, here in Memphis, Tennessee, where we broadcast this radio program between two beautiful barbecue restaurants, there is a doctor who's on the city council. Warren is his name, Dr. Jeff Warren. this guy went out there and he wants everybody to surrender their civil liberties. He's the guy calling for the restaurants to be shut down, and we've all got to shut down the schools, and we've got to wear the mask. And this guy is like, has a mask fetish, and he actually wears two of them, not one, but two masks, and he's been fully vaccinated. So it makes absolutely no sense. The guy comes down with the China virus. So what does that tell you? Well, it tells me that maybe the vaccine's not all that effective. And number two, the guy is a moron for wearing two face masks, because clearly the masks don't work. All right. So we've got a lot of people that want to weigh in on this. And again, maybe I'm off base here. Some of you have said, Todd, you are a Christian man and you ought to be telling people to get the vaccine or else they're going to die. Okay. Here's my question to you, and I would love for somebody to ask this question or answer this question. Let's just say I'm doing that, and I tell people one day, hey, you've got to get that vaccine. And what happens if somebody turns around and gets that vaccine because I said they need to get the vaccine and they die? That death is on me. That's how I would look at it. Now, the guys over at Fox and Friends, Kyle, let me know when we got that that audio ready. The guys over at Fox and Friends, Ducey and Kilmeade, were going back and forth over this. Ducey says, you don't even need to go to your doctor. You just go and get that vaccine. People are going to get killed because of that kind of stuff. Go see your doctor. Don't be stupid. Go see your doctor. Do we have the audio? All right. Well, all right. Just holler at me when we do. I'm going to go to the phones. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Jerry from Milwaukee. Is this Jerry the Liberal?
Jerry the Liberal.
Jerry, it's been a while, my friend. Our favorite liberal. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I was at work for a while, so I couldn't call in. Okay. But there will be people who get vaccinated who will get the virus because the vaccine isn't 100%. So, of course, that's going to happen. But it's like roughly 97% of people who die and get the virus right now are people who weren't vaccinated. And the rates of contracting the virus is highest in the states where people don't get vaccinated. The states where people more likely get vaccinated, less likely to die and to contract it. This virus is much more deadly than the flu. Almost 10 times more people have died from this virus in the past year than on average from the flu.
So, but how do we know that, Jerry? How do we know that? Because when you look at the CDC numbers, it's as if the flu is non-existent. So I'm thinking, and my thinking is,
wearing masks.
No, sir. No, it's not.
For the past year.
All right. Well, if that's the case, why are they getting the China virus? I mean, you can't have it both ways.
Because the rate of infection is still going to be somewhat there, even with it. I mean, if you look at the dramatic decrease in flu cases over the past year and a half versus the other years, there's a reason for that. It's because partly social distancing, partly the mask wearing, that has had an effect. So we know it probably had effect on other diseases because it had effect on the rates of the flu. So, yeah, it probably had an effect on the rate of contraction of the virus. So it's been a good thing. The vaccines are a good thing in terms of reducing the number of people dying within the country. And people should listen to their doctors. And almost all doctors are saying, get the vaccination. It doesn't just help you as a person. It helps other people. Because when two people are vaccinated, there's a very low risk of transmission. But when some people aren't vaccinated, you know, then the risk goes up. It's simple math. It's simple science.
According to the Associated Press, Jerry, the chances of you surviving the China virus, 99%. According to the Associated Press, actually it's 98.2%.
Okay, I asked you a question about that. Would you go out in a car if you had a 2% risk of dying in a car accident today?
Yes, I would.
So 2%. That means one. If you drive for 50 days, odds are you're going to die in a car accident.
We're all going to. Well, there's 100% chance we're all going to die, Jerry. I mean, that's about living. That's about humanity. But the point here is this: we are shutting down our country. We're shutting down our lives. We're surrendering our freedoms and liberties for something that most of us are going to survive.
We don't have to shut down. If people got vaccinated, if the country as a whole
No. Jerry.
We wouldn't need these restrictions.
The science was we need 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And that was well over a year and a half ago. And a lot has happened since then. It's not about flattening the curve. Now they got to get everybody vaccinated, and then they've got to get vaccinated again, and now they're announcing some sort of a third variant.
A vaccine every year.
Now they're talking about, no, we're not even talking about an annual thing. We're talking about multiple vaccines, and nobody is quite sure what it's doing.
You know what the reasons why, like the Delta variant, that's one of the things that people are getting because there's...
What about the one coming up next, the Lambda variant?
Yeah,
and that's
but one of the reasons,
the apocalyptic
one. One of the reasons, right, one of the reasons why there's, like, mutations is because there's such a, still a large part of society that hasn't got vaccinated.
Not really. I mean, we're talking about a third of adults.
More likely to be vaccinated.
Yeah, about a third of adults.
That's a relatively large chunk of Americans who haven't got vaccinated at this point.
And an overwhelming number of illegal aliens.
Well, okay, or fine, or whatever. But still, the point is, people should get vaccinated if they want to reduce the rate. Again, almost everyone dying from this disease are people who have not been vaccinated. I don't understand why people see that. If you don't want to get the disease, get vaccinated. And everybody got vaccinated. Almost everybody
well,
got vaccinated.
Jerry, we got a city council. We got a city councilman here in Memphis, Tennessee, wears two masks, got the vaccine, and he still got the disease.
Yeah, again, because not everyone who gets vaccinated is going to be 100% safe.
And we're shutting down. And so using that mentality, we will never reopen the country again. And that's my concern.
We have seatbelts. We have seatbelts in cars. Not everyone is saved from a seatbelt, but you're much more likely to survive a car crash wearing a seatbelt or wear a helmet or anything. It's nothing is 100% safety, but we still utilize them, you know, because they reduce the risk. Vaccines reduce the risk, not 100%.
All right,
nobody
Jerry,
thinks it's 100%.
Jerry, we got to leave it there. Appreciate the call. Okay. Glad you're doing well. Give us a holler back. Let's go to Mike, WLOB in Portland, Maine. All right, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Well, you know, I really love Miss Janice, but I think she needs to fly down to Brennan's and have a couple hurricanes because she's really sounding really nervous about all this. And, you know, I called basically about Corey and his comments about the military.
Yes, Corey Mills.
Yeah, this forced vaccination in the military is not going to be good. And the sad part to this is any of the guys that resist this will be facing an Article 92 of the UCMJ. And under Article 92, it depends upon a specific violation, but fair use of the lawful general order or regulation can result in a dishonorable discharge, forfeiture of all pay and allowances, and confinement of up to 2 years before discharge. So this is serious about the guys. Now, the reason I'm saying this is I'm sure everybody out there has heard of Gulf War Syndrome. Now, a lot of people think it's just from toxic exposure to oil wells and other things. It was also, back in 1991, they issued pills to the frontline guys to protect them against anthrax and other nerve agents. And the pills were known as pyridostigmine bromide. These guys have been sick for years on account of this. So you're going to have a problem in there. Military has a history of illnesses when it comes to vaccines and stuff like this.
Yeah, Mike, here's my deal. I don't want our fighting men and women being used as guinea pigs. That's just not
exactly
right. I mean, honestly, if you're looking for somebody, I would. How about all those illegal aliens that are wanting to invade our country, breaking our laws and violating our national sovereignty? You want to try something out? All right, there's your sample base.
Yeah.
Well, and you know what? And Mike, hold on just as. And here's the thought. Right now, someone across America just like slammed on the brakes. How dare he? How dare Todd Stern suggest that the illegals be used as guinea pigs? Okay, well, who do you want to be used as a guinea pig? Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, there's a history of this in the military of bad, you know, some reactions to vaccinations. And because you're in the military, you're a piece of personnel.
And I get that, Mike, but at the same time, and God bless you. Thank you for the call. We got to run here. But the problem here is this is an experimental drug that has not been approved by the FDA. I've got a problem with shoving needles into the involuntarily shoving needles into the arms of our fighting men and women. I got a big problem with that. All right, got to take a break. We've got a line open, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Wow, the NFL just sucks. I'm a big college football fan. Southeastern Conference, go Tennessee, go Big Orange. This is from Mediaite, the Washington football team. They were with the Washington Redskins, and now they go by the Washington football team. What a bunch of wusses. So they've just announced rules and regulations for all of you Washington football team fans. You will no longer be allowed to enter the stadium wearing Native American-inspired garb. The updated protocols will now ban people from wearing ceremonial headdresses and face paint. You cannot do that. So if you're wearing face paint, they will not allow you inside the football stadium. I mean, what a bunch of wusses. Just sucking the life, sucking the fun right out of football. On a similar note, I get the weirdest emails. This one from the USDA. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announcing that August 1st through the 7th is National Breastfeeding Week. Is there a card for that at the Hallmark? I don't know. There may be. But that's not the weird part about this. They're announcing Breastfeeding Award of Excellence winners. So I guess, is there a competition? I've been reading through this newsletter, and I'm trying to figure out how this works. But I guess all of you moms out there, if you do a good job of breastfeeding, you're going to win a prize from the federal government. It seems to me the baby would be the... You know, they would at least have some say in this, right? I don't know. No, I'm not making this up. This is the headline. USDA announces Breastfeeding Award of Excellence winners. Oh, they're doing it with clinics. My bad. So, all right. Well, that doesn't suck as much, so to speak. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Tim in Mayflower, Arkansas. Listening to us on the awesome KWAM live stream. Hi, Tim. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Glad to do it. I know you want to respond to something Jerry the Liberal said.
Yeah, he was saying that, get the vaccine. You can't get the virus. But, you know, that's happening all over the freaking country. So I don't quite see the point. And as a veteran, I've been stuck many times. I give up that right when I was active duty, but and that was okay. I mean, some of the places I went, you know, disease was very prevalent. And recently, I've gone to the doctors, and they've got the VA doctors, and they've actually asked me, you know, why I won't get the vaccine. And I asked them the question. Will the vaccine keep me from getting the virus? And these are doctors, frontline doctors, and they say no. And then I say, will it keep me from transmitting it to others? And they say no. And I say, well, what's the point? And they keep telling me, well, it's to protect the community. So Jerry's got a problem, or Mike, whichever one, because I heard both, and they both said about the same thing. But it just doesn't make any sense to take the vaccine. I mean, I've already had the virus a year ago, and I survived fine. It took me almost a year to get my sense of smell back, but, you know, it is what it is. I'll live with that. You know, I have underlying conditions. I have diabetes. I have high blood pressure. It felt like it was the flu coming on.
And
it never really came on hard.
And, Tim, let me throw this out there, because this news is just coming out. Moderna is now saying that we may need a third booster shot because of winter. So my question is, and again, they say to protect against the new strains of the China virus, is it possible that we could, fine, okay, let's do three. What about four shots? What about five? I mean, how many shots? 10, 20?
It's just going to keep going.
Exactly. All right, Tim, got to leave it there. We're up against a hard break here. Thank you for listening to us. By the way, folks, if you have not already done so, we would encourage you to download our app. Now, it's at a different website, KWAM Radio, kwamradio.com. That's the radio station I own here in Memphis, Tennessee. And you can download our app. You're going to get 24 hours of wall-to-wall conservative news, talk, conversation. You're going to love the app. It's free, by the way. And you can also listen to us on our live stream no matter where you are in America. So download that app. You can do that right now, kwamradio.com. All right, hang tight, folks. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we have some breaking news to share with you. And this is exciting news because it shows you the power of our listening audience, and especially all of you folks in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on our flagship radio station, KWAM. You guys lit up the phones over at Germantown City Hall. The city manager yesterday announcing mandatory vaccines for all city workers. If you did not get the vaccine, you would be fired. And we had Senator Marsha Blackburn on just a few moments ago, and she was one of those that were very disappointed that city leaders would do something like this. Well, we have just received word, and this is breaking news. You're hearing it first here, that the city of Germantown has now rescinded its policy. They are not going to force workers to get the vaccine. Instead, personnel will have to wear a face mask if they're unable to maintain, you know, 6 feet away distance. All that to say, that's on you, ladies and gentlemen. Well done. Give yourselves a round of applause. Yes, go. You know what? Go to the snack room. Get yourself a Snickers bar and celebrate for doing a great job. This is what being, wow, we have a large audience here today, producer Kyle. This is what it's about, folks. Is taking a stand. And when people take a stand, you didn't have to burn down a building. You didn't have to smack somebody upside the head with the baseball bat. You worked the phones, you worked the emails, and you were able to facilitate change. Well done on you. So, and well done on the folks at KWAM, the number one talk radio station in the Mid-South. All right. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We are honored to have a man who very well could be the next governor of the great state of New York, Andrew Giuliani. Andrew, good to have you back with us again.
Todd, it's great to be joining you on, especially with a very busy news week in New York. I'm sure you're
Wow, you're not kidding. Oh, my gosh. You know, look, you've been sounding the alarm here. And what kills me is you've got this attorney general. And we had a Nicole Malliotakis, who I'm sure you know, on the show yesterday. And she was just as stunned as we were. The attorney general's going out there and saying, yeah, I mean, this guy is a serial harasser. But and criminal and laws were broken, but we're not going to prosecute. We're just going to move on from there. Were you surprised by that?
You know, I wish I could say I was surprised, but I really believe that that is the beginning of the political deal, if you will. In my take of it all, looking at reading the investigation, reading the report, and knowing the attorney general has ambitions to run for governor as well, I believe that she dropped the report. To get, obviously, the public public pressure where it is, and kind of give a carrot to Andrew Cuomo to say, if you step out now, we might not consider pressing criminal charges. And that way she could run. It's a little cleaner for her to run. So that's my take on it. I've heard a few other theories on it right there, but that's my belief. You have to remember, the attorney general also has political ambitions to take Cuomo's job. Now, that being said, it doesn't mean that Andrew Cuomo did not actually commit these crimes that have been outlined in here. It has been absolutely atrocious. And I think it's also important to remember, on top of this report, you still have the nursing home scandal. You have still have the $5.1 million book deal. You still have the preferential COVID treatment. This is a culture of corruption that Andrew Cuomo has festered in New York, in the New York governor's mansion over the last 10 and a half years.
But Andrew, it's not just him. And I hope you make this point in your incredible campaign. This is a pattern within the Democrat Party in New York going all the way. You had David Patterson with the sex scandals. You had Elliot Spitzer with the hookers. I mean, there's some nasty stuff that's been happening in that governor's chamber.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This has been an absolute pattern over the last 17, 18 years. And unfortunately, it's why New York went from being truly, I think, the center of the economic world just 15 years ago to now really being a place where we're competing more with the likes of California, both from our tax base, from our regulatory standpoint. Also, we're just not competing with the likes of the Florida, the Texas, and Tennessees of the world. That's why I continue to focus my message on a deregulatory agenda, very similar to the deregulatory agenda that President Trump introduced while I was working with him in the White House. It's what New York needs now more than ever. But to your point, Todd, you're absolutely right. This corruption is, unfortunately, it's not unique to Andrew Cuomo. He just seems to be more corrupt than any of them.
Oh, complete sleaze. And Andrew, when you look, and I mean, you more than anyone else would know what your dad did for New York City, the crime, the corruption, cleaning up the streets. And now to see under the Democrat rule there in New York City of the mayor's office, to see it all turn back again to what it was back before your dad came into office. Do you think that people are they cluing in? Do they understand that they don't have to vote for the D behind the name?
They are definitely cluing in, and I'll tell you how I know, Todd. Obviously, aside from talking around the state, in this last most recent mayoral primary in June of this year, the one that took 2 weeks, by the way, to get a result, the exit polling for the Democratic primary, the number one issue for New York Democrats, was crime. We see when that ends up being the number one issue for Democrats, you have the highest percentage crossover to voting Republican and a lower participation rate. So for us, we see this as a perfect time for a Republican to win statewide, because the truth is, this is not just unique to New York City. Obviously, the national media focuses on New York City, but Buffalo is on pace to have one of the years with the most murders in recorded history. Rochester, violent crime is up 68%. 68%! In Albany, it's up 43%. This is systemic around New York State. It's really systemic around the country, but you know what? That's what you get when you defund the police. That's what you get when you take away officers' qualified immunity. And that's what happens when you introduce a disastrous piece of legislation like bail reform that Andrew Cuomo signed into law.
It's horrific. And Andrew, just a couple of days ago, you had the mayor of New York City, Comrade Bill de Blasio, announcing that people are going to have to carry around their papers. What are you hearing from folks there? I know that, a lot of people, they don't realize how many conservatives actually live in the New York City area, places like Staten Island and out in Queens. What are you hearing from folks about that?
I hear the complete hypocrisy about how we cannot have voter IDs, yet we're going to be ID'd whether or not we have gotten a vaccine or not, and the government will have a centralized log of that. I think that's what I'm hearing more than anything. It's disturbing, to be honest. This should be a decision that every single American makes with their family and makes with their physician. We all have unique health issues, and this should not be something the government is mandating. And that's effectively what they're doing here by pushing the private sector to do this. On top of that, them making the restaurants and these small business owners have been crushed so bad, as we know, over the last 18 months, to then make them enforce this when we are short-staffed anyway, because guess what? You can't find people to work. They put small business owners in such a bad position. So aside from a civil liberty standpoint, this touches on a lot of different issues that New Yorkers are very, very concerned with.
All right, Andrew, we're going to have to leave it there. We appreciate your great work. Good luck to you out there on the campaign trail, and let's see how long it takes to get Cuomo out of that governor's mansion.
We'll see there, Todd. Look forward to talking with you soon. Thanks
all
for
right.
having me on.
Good man right there, folks. Andrew Giuliani, also a good golfer, by the way. We need to bring him down to Memphis, and he can do the we need to get him out on the links over at Southwinds. That'll be fun. Anyway, Andrew Giuliani on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. By the way, folks, got to tell you, if you haven't already done so, you need to head over to MyPillow.com. Our good friend, Mike Lindell, has some incredible offers just for our audience. He has an incredible towel set made with USA cotton. I have these towels. Unbelievable. Normally, they cost over $100. Now, just $39.99, and you are going to get a six-piece set. Two bath towels, a couple of hand towels. You're going to get some washcloths, again, made with USA cotton. So you know they're the best of the best. All you need to do to order these great towels, go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you are going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. All you need to do is enter the promo code STARNS. Or you can call 800-839-8506. Be sure to mention my name, and they are going to hook you up with these great discounts. Again, MyPillow.com. Enter the promo code STARNS. We'll be right back.
Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And again, the breaking news, this radio show and our flagship radio station in Germantown, Tennessee, have been leading the charge after the conservative suburb of Germantown announced they would force every worker to get a needle jammed into their arm. They had to have the vaccine. If you didn't get the vaccine, you were going to be fired. And so many of you folks reached out to City Hall. You reached out to your elected leaders that just a few moments ago, word came down that the city was rescinding the order. And we are very excited about that. And I say good for you. Decisions about your health care should be made between you and your doctor, not the city administrator of Germantown, Tennessee. So good on all of you folks out there. And this again demonstrates not the power of Todd Starnes. No, that's not it. It's the power of you, the listeners of this radio show, and the listeners of KWAM, our flagship radio station. All right, let's get to the phones here. Gainesville, Georgia. Randy listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Randy. What's going on?
Hey, I have a question, Todd.
Go right ahead.
Why are people allowed to ask about health information? I thought we had HIPAA, the Health Information Privacy Act, that made that illegal.
Yes, you are correct, sir. And that has been something that we've been talking about on the program here is now it's one thing if you're going into the Walmart, you know, I guess anybody could ask you anything. It's just none of their business. But your place of employment cannot ask you to turn over your medical records. They just can't do that. And that is a violation. But for some reason, Randy, people don't care. Like Biden said, he said he knew the eviction moratorium was unconstitutional, but he didn't care. He was going to do it anyway.
So ridiculous.
Yes, sir. It is, Randy.
Hey, I have one.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have one other comment. You had a caller earlier that mentioned that he thought that the vaccination was leading up to the mark of the beast. out of the book of Revelation?
I believe so, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, if your readers will go and actually study the book of Revelation, they will find out that if they're a Christian, they don't have to worry about that, because that will be enacted during the tribulation period by the false prophet and the Antichrist, and it will not happen to Christians, because Christians will be raptured out of here before the tribulation starts.
I gotta tell you something, Randy. Just the first year of the Biden administration, I feel like I'm in the tribulation, to be honest with you, brother. Randy, appreciate the call, and thank you for listening in. Let's go to Jeff listening to us. Jeff, where are you calling in from?
New Bern, North Carolina.
All right, the talk station. All right, Jeff, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. First, thanks for taking my call. Second, thanks so much for what all of you all do. We really need you and Newsmax and that type. But I wanted to get to the COVID shot. I'm not going to call it a vaccine because it's not a vaccine, true vaccine. But I agree with you that everybody should have their own right to their own right to refuse or to take it, and shouldn't be discriminated against or punished or anything else if you do or do not take it. And it also says in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 that your body is the temple of God, and you're supposed to keep it, you know, holy and clean and pure. And why would you inject something that you don't even know what it is into your body? So I have a little more respect for God and for my body than to inject something in there that I don't even understand.
All right. Well,
so that was it.
Well, Jeff, look, I appreciate you calling in, and thank you for those kind words. And look, I trust my doctor. Otherwise, I would find a new doctor. And my doctor feels pretty confident that, you know, this thing is going to work, and, you know, we'll give it a shot, as they say. By the way, have you seen what a can of Coca-Cola can do? I'm just saying, you can inject a lot of stuff into your body. And it can have some bad effects. I want to get to this story. Where is that story? You know what? We're going to play some audio here. Jen Psaki was addressing the issue of the China virus and the border. Let's take a listen to what Jen Psaki has to say.
Go ahead. And about public health at the border, is the president concerned that migrants who are coming in great numbers are not being tested for COVID at their first point of contact with Border Patrol?
Well, let me give you a little bit of an understanding of what actually happens when people come across the border. First, as to Katie's earlier question,
they break the law.
There's been no change in Title 42, so families and single adults are expelled, if possible, when apprehended at the southern border. That's step one. Those who can't be expelled are often placed, and this, is, I think, goes to your question, in alternatives to detention programs while their cases are being reviewed. CBP provides migrants with PPE from the moment they are taken into custody, and migrants are required to keep masks on at all times, including when they are transferred or in the process of being released. Our other protocol is if anyone exhibits signs of illness in CBP custody, they're referred to local health systems for appropriate testing, diagnosis, isolation, and treatment. That is our process.
No, it's a lousy process. And by the way, what's up with her voice? You know, can you imagine? Well, if you would just let me tell you, you know, if you just had a brain in your head. She's like one of these mean girls. Have you seen that movie, The Mean Girls, years ago? I finally got around to seeing that. I guess 2 decades too late. But, man, she's like the poster child. So the fact of the matter is, all these people down in McAllen, Texas, I feel bad for you guys. Because your federal government doesn't care about you. They have decided to sacrifice your city. But even still, they're sending all of these infected illegals to towns all over America. All right, look, I got to get to this. Donald Trump, our former president, could be president-elect very soon, weighing in on the women's soccer team, or at least is this the biological women's soccer team? Do we have any dudes on the team? I don't know. All right, he says if our soccer team, headed by a radical group of leftist maniacs, wasn't woke, they would have won the gold medal instead of the bronze. This is true. Woke means you lose. Everything that is woke goes bad, and our soccer team certainly has. And he is absolutely right. He says, however, there were a few patriots that were standing. We need more of them that respect our country and national anthem. They should replace the wokesters with patriots and start winning again. That chick with the purple hair. No, he didn't say chick. The woman with the purple hair played terribly. That's Megan Rapinoe. Women with the purple hair. She knows she has purple hair. What are you going to do? The woman with the purple hair played terribly, spends too much time thinking about radical left politics and not doing her job. You know, the man is always right. Is he not, ladies and gentlemen? The man is always right. Good for you, Mr. President. All right, folks, get out there. Have a good day. I'm ready to have some, I don't know, boiled peanuts and a Coca-Cola. That sounds mighty tasty. Get out of here, America. Be good.